2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Joe into DFS pro.
Welcome to DFS Army's First Look NBA Breakdown, brought to you by Fantasy Draft, the home of rake-free daily fantasy sports. I'm Cash Keg, and today I'll be doing a game-by-game breakdown of tonight's seven-game slate, answering questions, talk a little bit about some injuries that we got tonight. But for that, if you're not following me on Twitch, please give me a follow, turn on those notifications when you know I go live. Also, if you're not a member of DFS Army, please sign up using promo code Twitch to save yourself 20% off. That includes everything. We got a big MMA card coming up tomorrow. We got Connor and Cowboy fighting. It should be a good one. PGA's in full swing. That's included. College basketball, usually that's an add-on for other companies, but it's not here. That's free. Everything we do here, one price, man. Can't beat it. Jump on over. It's a good one, man. We got some injuries. What's up, 9-11 Army? How you doing, man? A little less injuries than yesterday. Yesterday was insane. Crazy high scores. You know, when you guys get priced too cheap and everyone puts up 50 or 60, you're going to have massive scores. Cash lines were really high, but the FanDuel Optimal is kicking some butt since the beginning of the year. It's winning at about a 75% clip right now. And I've seen big wins all year from the Army, man, to start the year, and it's been awesome. We were sweating with DFS skills last night. He almost took down 25K. That OT really hurt him and pushed him down. I think he ended up 27th in the $7.77 contest over there at FanDuel. But it was fun to sweat with him, man. That's what we do. We love to see members win. We love to sweat those big lineups out. So yeah, man, it was a good one. But hey, we got a seven game slate tonight, and let's get after it, man. Some of the injuries to look at: Carl Anthony Towns is questionable. If he's unable to go again, Deng will probably start. I would hope he would play 30 minutes. I'd never know Saunders because he's a dork, but he should get the start. It's not the best matchup against Indiana, so I'm not overly excited to play him, but a guy we can look at. Joel Embiid's still out with that nasty dislocated finger. Playing Chicago. Chicago's kind of thin on the front court themselves, but Thybulle started last game. We could see Mike Scott starting again. I don't know. Maybe they'll dust off Kylo Quinn. I don't know. We'll have to see what that starting lineup will look like, but it's probably going to be Scott or Thybulle. Porzingis is out. Dude seems like he's always hurt, so we'll get a lot of Dwight Powell and Kleber. And then, of course, Luka Doncic, you know, just going to be the play. It is against Portland, but anytime Porzingis out, you have to look at Luka. Steven Adams is questionable with his knee. We could see Nerlens Noel back. If we do, I don't know how many minutes he'll get, first game back, but he could be a guy we look at. But we'll have to see that situation. They're going to need some size, you know, up against Miami and Bam. So, Wendell Carter Jr. is out. And so is Gafford. Both those guys are out for Chicago. So, like I said, that front court is going to be pretty thin for Chicago. So, Lauri Markkanen is going to have to play a ton here. Luke Kornet, you know, he's back. He'll probably have to play a ton of minutes as well. So, those two guys are in play. And then Thad. So, those are the three Chicago guys we can look at. Fred VanVleet, if he comes back today, he's questionable. If he comes back today, they're starting to get healthy, you know, because Gasol came back. And so if that whole team gets healthy, you know, then you can't really look at guys like, they're playing Washington. So that's the thing. It's one of the best matchups in basketball for points. So if he comes back, the price isn't great. He's 14.5 here on Fantasy Draft. So It's not like you're getting a discount on them coming back. So it just kind of spreads out that ownership, or I'm sorry, that usage across the board to everybody. Jay Crowder, he's questionable. We might see Kyle Anderson slow-mo start again. I don't like going there ever. You know, I like going, if Crowder's out, I much prefer Dylan Brooks or just playing Morant or someone like that, or Melton off the bench, man. He's been pretty well. He's been doing pretty good. Rudy Gay, he's out. Doesn't do a whole lot, but it's against Atlanta. So maybe we just see, maybe they'll dust off Carroll. Maybe they'll play some more guards. We'll have to see what happens. Hero, he's questionable. If he does sit, then we'll see more Dunn. You know, Dragic off the bench will get some more usage against OKC. So that's something we got to look at. And since Alex Len is out, we're probably going to see Damian Jones, Fernando sharing some of that time, but nothing crazy. And that's about it, man. Danny Green. We ain't talking about Danny Green, man. He ain't even on his slate. What are you talking about? What you talking about? Let's head on over here and see what we got going on over here at Fantasy Draft, man. All right. Let's see what we got. We got a 15K pick and roll Fantasy Draft. Again. No rake. If you got a smaller bankroll and you want to grind out, make a profit long term, man, stop giving this rake. I sent a tweet out last night because I went and looked at FanDuel's $7.77 tournament. And, of course, they're running 100K up top again, which is stupid. And, you know, raking you 16% on that stinking thing. Whoever your fantasy draft, they don't rake you at all. And, you know, on top of it, it's so top heavy. If you win 10th, you get $1,000. If first, $100,000. That's just a stupid payout structure. Can't stand it. But over at Fantasy Draft, like I said, rake free. You can't beat it, man. As long as they got it over here, you know, jump in and play this, man. And as you can see, their price structure's way better. Way better. Yes, $2,000 for first. The chances of you hitting 100K, especially if you're only throwing a few lineups in there, are slim to none. Not saying you can't do it, but it's a hard way to grind if you're doing it that way, if you're not maxing it and have the bankroll to go up those big ups and downs. Here you can put in 18 max, a little bit even of a playing field. Only have to beat 600 people instead of 60,000 entrants. You know, if you can snag a couple of the top prizes, like here, third place pays $1,000 for beating 600 people over there at that contest on FanDuel. You got to get 10th out of 60,000 to pay $1,000. So just keep that in mind. It's all perspective. So let's just jump right into here, man. First game on the docket, Bulls at Sixers. Like I said, both teams dealing with injuries. Chicago, that front court. Thanks for the follow. Appreciate it there. They're both kind of dealing with it here. It's a 214.5 over under, kind of a low over under. Both teams playing 2 and 3. Appreciate the follow. the Chicago side of the ball, Zach LaVine's just playing out of his mind right now. It's not the best matchup in the world. Philly's defense not quite as good with Embiid out, but they're still a good defensive team. But LaVine's leading the Bulls with 31% usage, 1.18 fantasy point per minute over the season. In his last 2 weeks, you know, he's really kicked it up to 1.36 fantasy points per minute and almost a 32% usage. So the usage is definitely up there. But we're not getting a discount. You know, 15.6 is a pretty hefty price tag. Somewhere I wouldn't really look at going too heavily invested in. He's 8.5 on FanDuel, at that price, just a tournament play for me. I wouldn't really look at him to play too much of him. Louis Markkanen's a little interesting. He's going to have to play minutes. 11-6. It's he'll be really low owned. You know, I think the one guy you're going to probably look at is you're going to come down here to Luke Kornet and Thaddeus Young, though. Luke Kornet could be really interesting. Like I said, I think he played 35 minutes. Yeah, 35 minutes against Washington there. And again, without Gafford and some of those front court guys, you're going to have to look at stinking dogs, man. You have to look at Gafford. You're going to have to look at Young and Kornet. So let's focus on Kornet if he's going to play that many minutes. He's only like a 0.80 fantasy point per minute over the last 2 weeks. Low usage rate, but he can hit the three, and you know we're going to need some value out of this slate, and he might do it. Over there on FanDuel, he's 4.2, so he's something we can definitely look at and get a little value out of it. Over on the Sixer side of the ball, I said Embiid is out, so not sure who they'll start. You know, if they start Thybul, he's 7.8. He's someone that, you know, he's a 0.65 fantasy point per minute. He just doesn't get it done for me. I have a hard time going there. I think there's better value than looking at Thybul here. I think the guys you want to look at, Richardson's way too cheap. 12.3, really love that price tag on him. Al Horford, 13.5. These are the guys I'd be looking over here on Fantasy Draft, especially Horford. The Bulls are atrocious in that front court and even being injured. and I think we're going to focus on the big guys here. I don't mind Tobias Harris, but that price tag at 15.2 is just a little expensive. And I would definitely prefer looking at these cheaper guys in Richardson or Horford. Again, Simmons is 17.6. You can definitely go there. I just think that price tag is a little expensive. But he's been doing everything for this team. 47, 48, 43. At 17.6, that'll probably get it done. But I mean, he's getting up to the point now where, you know, you need that, you know, 45, 50 to pay off. So I don't mind going to him. But I think if I was going to throw my favorite player here, it would be Horford. And like I said, I look at Richardson as well. He's been playing really, really good. He's playing 35, 36 minutes, and he's up 0.85. But over the last 2 weeks, Horford's been a one fantasy point per minute kind of guy with 18% usage. and so I would kind of look at Horford a little bit in this game. Let's head on over to the second game where we have Minnesota at Indy. And we have a 216.5 over under with Indy favored by 8.5. So like we talked about, Cat might be an out. We might get some dang in our life. Not overexcited about 11-3, like I said. Saunders, who knows what that dude's going to do. It seems like one game, Dang will play, you know, 30 minutes. The next game he'll play 23, and then he'll play Vonleh more. He's just all over the damn place, and he'll play Reed a little bit. And so it's a really hard situation to attack here. Quick question. Mikey says, when you build lineups on Fantasy Draft, what's the best strategy? Since you can load up on centers, power forwards, you try to get as many of those as you can. For cash games, yes. Mikey, I like to load up on like you said, centers and point guards generally, but let the slate dictate itself. There are some slates that I want five centers. There's some slates I want five point guards. It really depends on where the value is and what I can fit in. So I don't go in saying one thing, but definitely I want the guys that, you know, I don't play too many small forwards. Guys that are too scoring dependent. I want guys that are going to get all those peripheral stats. So, but I tend to in cash games load up on the guys that you know get you those double doubles and you know rebounds and everything else. So it's usually the centers if possible. So back to Minnesota. Thanks for the follow, man. Appreciate it. I think one of the better values on this slate is probably Napier. He's been playing big minutes, 0.87 fantasy points per minute, around 21% usage. That's just too cheap for him. You know, if he's pushing that mark, at that value, we can get about 30 out of him. Yeah, in Indiana, he played the same matchup in 28 minutes, only put up 18. But I don't, you know, recency biased, I'll go right back to him. I have a lot of like for neighbor. One thing with Wiggins, 9/11 Army's talking about Wiggins and what's up with him. Culver's been doing a lot. So Culver's been heating up a bunch, been playing big minutes, taking some of his shots, some of his peripherals. He's been playing really, really good here. And Wiggins, it's crazy. Just looks disinterested, man. I mean, look at those points. When you see him on the court, it's just odd. And that 12-6 for Wiggins, you'd be like, I'd be all over that. And I still think, you know, you can play him in tournaments. I just wouldn't touch him in cash games, just with how he's been playing, man. And this, like you said, this matchup's not very good. I wouldn't really, you know, if we do get Cat out, you can look at, you know, Covington at 11-3. It's a dang 11-3. Culver, Wiggins, all these guys you can look at. Napier's probably my favorite, but it's not a team on a 7-game slate I'd really attack. Let's go check out the Indy side of the ball. Another kind of deal where there's only really two plays I really want. It's Brogdon and Sabonis. Brogdon at 13-4 is way too cheap. And he's about a 1.36 fantasy points per minute over the last 2 weeks. You know, he leads the team in usage almost 30%. So he's a guy I have no problem sliding, especially Minnesota, because they're just such trash. You can also look at TJ Warren here at 10.5. Brogdon, what is he over on? He's 6.8 on FanDuel, 7K on DraftKings. Still good prices. That's still a too cheap on FanDuel for him, especially against Minnesota. Sabonis, 15.9 is a little expensive, but he's got some massive games in him. In the same matchup, he put up almost 60 against Minnesota, 29-13. So I have no problem going back the well with Sabonis here. It's not a bad price. Like I said, I'd rather go take that upside with Sabonis than go play Simmons for 2K more. So I have no problem throwing Sabonis in there. And like I said, if you want to try to pick out which one of these other guys will do something, I never play Turner if Sabonis is playing. He just takes all his rebounds away and his upside. Warren can get there sometimes. I think he put up 24 in the same matchup a couple days ago. But he's got upside at 10-5. And that's about it. I don't want any Aaron Holiday or McConnell or anything like that, as long as Brogdon's playing. And they're getting pretty healthy, so you don't need to look at those pieces. Let's over to the Wizards and Raptors. This game is a 230 over-under, where Toronto is favored by 11. On the Wizards side, Bradley Beal came back last game, shot incredible against the Bulls. Put up 34 in 27 minutes. I don't think they'll push him too hard, so we could see something similar to maybe 30. Maybe gets a 30 minutes here. But he's been a 1.23 fantasy point per minute over the last couple weeks, 37% usage. He leads the team. It gets Toronto, and they're 10-point dogs. It's hard to play anyone on this team. 14-4 is way too expensive for me. You know, over there on FanDuel, he's 7-5, DraftKings 7-6. They're just really hard to play right now at that price. Again, he can get there in 30 minutes, but he would be a tournament play only for me. And then on Fantasy Draft, I don't want any of these guys. I just, you know, Bertans is coming back. He's 28, 30 minutes. McRae's value goes way, 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 way down when Beal's back. So this is a stay-away spot for me on the Wizard side, besides maybe taking some shots on Beal on FanDuel DraftKings, but not on Fantasy Draft. Just too expensive. On the Toronto side of the ball, like I said, dream matchups anytime you play. Thanks for the follow, Dragon Slayer. Anytime you play Washington, you are going to want to take a few pieces from the other side. All these guys are kind of expensive, though. I do like Siakam at 14-4. I think that's a great price on him. You know, he's in the last 2 weeks, he's got about 27% usage. And again, you can attack this Washington team up and down. He's got really high upside. Floor's pretty nice. You know, he could put a 60-booger up here against this team. Floor's probably sitting around 40 in this game. You're looking at about 42 to hit that 3X you're looking for here on Fantasy Draft. So have some interest here in Siakam. I don't really care for Ibaka. That's too expensive with everybody else back. You know, Gasol at 9.5 is a little interesting. Kyle Lowry at 16.3 is too much if Van Fleet comes back. If Van Fleet's out, then I have more interest there in Siakam and Lowry. Again, you can play any of these guys, but Siakam would be my favorite. Let's head on over to Cleveland at Memphis. This is a 230.5 over under with Memphis favored by 8. On the Cleveland side of the ball. Oh, Cleveland. Where do you go with Cleveland? Kevin Love, 13.6. He's priced fairly. No problem attacking Memphis at all. I like attacking them with the shooting guards more, but they don't, you know, Kevin Love can, you know, stroke the three, the best of them. So he's a very interesting price over here at 13.6. He is 7K on FanDuel, 7.2 on DraftKings. So he's in that price point. He's probably at value. He can hit a ceiling game. So I don't mind him in tournaments. I don't know if I'll go him in cash games, but they got 111 implied team total here, so someone's gonna have to score points. So if you're gonna look at a guy like Kevin Love, Chris Tristan Thompson at 12-1 again's got some upside there. And then the guards, I guess you could look at a Colin Sexton, 11-8. We're gonna want about that 32-33 out of him. You put a 40-burger up here against OKC. No one that I'm dying to play, but someone if he's a last piece, I have no problem. And Garland's always a good pivot off of Sexton. I don't really care for anybody else here. If you want to look at maybe Chetty Osman, I only really play him when we get Love, Nance, and Tristan Thompson out. So that's about it on that side of the ball. On the Grizzlies, again, I'm 119 implied team total. And if Crowder does sit, then we can kind of look at guys like Dylan Brooks at 11-3. I always don't mind playing Brandon Clark. He's always under owned. If he gets some minutes off the bench, it's always about minutes with him. He's a 1.16 fantasy points per minute player. It just comes the time. Valanciunas at 13K. He's been on a tear. He's been at a 1.52 fantasy point per minute with a 25% usage over the last 2 weeks. Very interesting. Again, I ain't scared of anything on Cleveland. The thing with Valanciunas is always minutes. So, you know, if he's going to play, you know, that 27, 28, 30, you're never going to get massive minutes out of him. But how efficient is that? Against Golden State in 28 minutes, he put up 62. So there's upside of playing him at 13, you know, if he can get you a 50, 60 burger. Not someone that I would play in cash games, more of a tournament play because he'll be low owned. He'd probably be sub 10%. John Morant, 14.5, no problem. Again, you can attack Cleveland all over the place. They're just a bad defensive team. Again, it comes down to minutes. You know, if he can hit those mid 30 minutes, he can just absolutely crush. So tournament play only for me because it all comes down. He could go down to the, you know, high 20s, low 30 minutes, and he's been a 1.32 fantasy point per minute kind of player. I guess Jaren Jackson is probably my favorite. 12-2. No problem playing some Jaren Jackson at 12-2. They'll need his size against Cleveland. Cleveland, like I said, defensively, you can attack him all over the place. So 12-2, he's probably one of my favorite plays on the Memphis side at the at price. You're looking at 36 out of him to hit value. Man. He's been pretty consistent lately to get you around that point with upside. So, no problem there. Let's head on over to the Heat and OKC. 216.5 over under. And we have a pretty close game here. OKC favored by 1.5. On the Miami side of the ball, Jimmy Butler at 14.4. And he didn't do so good the other day out. I know it hurt some people that weren't on, I think it was Wednesday, that slate. Where if you weren't on Levine and you were on Butler, it hurt you. This game right here, we're going to play San Antonio, 33 minutes, only put up 25. Recency bias, man. Jump back on the wagon. 14-4 OKC. Especially if we get, you know, like Nunn went off that last game. If he rows out, again, it's just more time for the guards. But Nunn went off last game. He put up a 48 burger in 31 minutes. So that kind of what hurt Butler's production as well. Bam at 14-6. They're all both priced up. It's I prefer Butler here at 14-4. That's just a really good price on Butler. And again, people will be, you know, they'll look at the box scores. Oh, he sucked last game. I have no problem going right back to the well with a guy like that. So over there on FanDuel, he's 8.7. He's 7.8 on DraftKings. A little expensive for me on FanDuel, 8.7. I will say that. Yahoo, he's $37. And then Dragic at 10.4. I think he's a perfectly fine play. You can definitely look at a little Dragic in your life at 10.4. It all comes down to minutes with him. If you're going to see 26, 28, I'd prefer to play him if Hero is out. I don't have too much interest if Hero does play. So I'll have to keep an eye on that. But again, with the pricing here on Fantasy Draft, I would just look at guys like Butler and Bam. On the Thunder side of the ball, and the guards went off the other day with them, and they're all still cheap. They, you know, one of the nice things here is they're all cheap. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 13.9. A little expensive on him, but he's got some massive upside always. It's Miami's a good defensive team. It's not a team I love to attack because they are a good defensive team. But they do have 109 implied team total. So this is not a game I would load up on either side just because of price and then just the defensive matchup that you have against Miami. Chris Paul, though, at 12.7 is a little interesting. You know, as long as you don't get a 20-spot game, but he's been pretty consistent outside of that. So it's a really good price. Cash play for me at 12.7. No problem playing him in there. He plays 32, 34 minutes. Been a 1.15 fantasy point per minute over the last couple weeks. 24% usage. If there was one place I would play a guy, it would be a Chris Paul here. So Gallinari, Schroeder, both those guys, tournament plays only. They'll be really low owned if you're going to look for ownership. Pivots off some of the other guys that we like around this price range. But for the most part, it'd be like Paul and Cash here. Let's head on over to the Atlanta at San Antonio. 229.5 over under. Here we go. A little better game here. Spurs favored by 8.5. On the Atlanta side of the ball, we all know it's Trae Young. 18-2, though, you're paying for a hefty price tag. But, again, we've talked about all year. This is not the same Spurs team we're used to over the last, you know, decade or two, a good defensive unit. That they are not. So, I think I prefer Collins here at 14-2. You know, the Spurs are one of the worst defensive teams against bigs that can, you know, do everything, that are not just post bigs, but bigs that can spread the court, shoot the three, athletic bigs that Spurs just absolutely suck. And he's been at 1.27 fantasy points per minute, about 24% usage. We all know Young sees almost at a 40% usage and 1.53. I don't mind any one of these guys, but if you're paying up, it comes down to you want to play for Simmons against the Bulls or Trae Young. And Trae Young probably has the higher ceiling. Simmons is probably safer in this price range when you're looking to pay up for a guy. Guy that's been playing some really good ball lately, Kevin Huerter, man. Put up a 58 spot. 12.5 price tag's way up there. But, you know, he'd be my next guy I'd like to play outside of Collins or Trae Young. I mean, That's a massive game. 38 minutes he played in that game. I can't expect that. I think you're going to be more around the 32, 34-minute mark. But you can attack the Spurs again. No problem. They're bobbing the league here against guys, 3-and-D guys. So that's the three guys I would look at playing. I wouldn't play any of this other thing. If you saw that trade, they do have Jeff Teague now. He's out this game. All he's going to do is back up Trae Young, but he looked like crap in Minnesota for a while as well. But Huerter be one piece here I like. It might be like Collins, Huerter, and Young, and that's just point per dollar price wise. So let's head on over to the Spurs. Again, they got a 119 implied team total. It's one of the higher implied team total. It might be the highest. It's the highest, well, second highest implied team total behind Memphis on the slate. And I think anytime you're playing Atlanta, man, you can load up on the other side because Atlanta is one of the worst defensive teams in the league. They play at a high clip. Aldridge at 13-3 is a cash play for me. That's just way, way too cheap. He's 6-6 on FanDuel, way too cheap. 7-1 on DraftKings against Atlanta. Load him up in cash games. No problem playing him. DeJounte Murray, more of a tournament play, but you know, it comes down to minutes with him. He's all over the place, 25, 21, 24. You're looking for 30 out of him. You know, he's got it there against Milwaukee, Golden State a couple games ago. Tournament play just with the inconsistency and just with Pop, you know, because he can play anybody. He can go to Mills. You know, we can go to Lonnie Walker. Lonnie Walker's a good, if you're looking for a real cheap play, he's been getting real low minutes here, so I guess no. I wouldn't do that unless it was in tournaments. But it's you're going to have to, you know, maybe Lyles plays a little bit more tonight that we see Rudy Gay out at 6'4". You know, if he's going to play 27-20 minutes, you know, he's a guy we can look at in tournaments. But for me, it's just Aldridge. I just look for Aldridge. And then all the Spurs are basically tournament plays for me at their prices. Forbes, Mills, Lyles. DeRozan 15-2 is too expensive for me. I'm not going to pay that. If you want to in tournaments, he's okay, but that's too expensive if you're looking for a cash play. So for me, it's just Aldridge, and the rest of these guys are just tournament plays only. If Carroll breaks the starting lineup for some reason, like he hasn't hardly played at all year, you can look at Damari Carroll, 6-1. I mean, that'd be one guy to look at, but I don't know what Pop's going to do. And this is a starts hour and a half after the slate starts. So last game of the night, Trailblazers at the Mavericks. It was a 230 over under with Dallas favored by 7. On the Portland side of the ball, Lillard, Whiteside, Melo, CJ. I mean, you're looking just at those four guys. Don't play Kent Bazemore. He's been trash. That dude makes over $20 million a year or something stupid. You're basically looking at these top four. With Whiteside probably being my favorite cash game play at 15-4. Thanks for the follow, man. Appreciate it. It's comes down to minutes, but with Porzingis out, with Powell and Kleber, I think Whiteside will be able to do what he wants to do. So 15-4 is a good cash game play for me. You know, same with Lillard, 15-4. Be more cash. They're priced up towards their ceiling, so not a whole lot of meat left on the bone there. If you don't play Lillard, I have no problem playing CJ. I don't like playing him in the same lineup. When Melo, CJ, and Dame are all healthy, they eat away from each other. They're usually get spread out. So, you know, CJ and Dame still lead the usage at around 25 and 29%. Melo's down there around 19 or 20, but he does take enough away with those guys priced up. I would rather play CJ here out of all of them or Melo. And that would be about it on this side of the ball. Again, Whiteside, your cash play. On the Mavericks, again, with Porzingis out, it's the Luka show. 21-6, though. You are paying for it. They got a 118.5 implied team total. You know, if you're going to pay up for a stud tonight, why not pay for the Luka show and the hammer game? 21-6. Let's check his price over there on FanDuel and DraftKings. 11K on FanDuel, 12-4 on DraftKings. If we have enough value, you know, you definitely have to consider him. Portland struggles against these guys that are like Luka, the guys that are combo guards that can do a little bit of everything. So no problem playing Luka if you can afford him. You're going to need a couple guys. You're probably going to need one 6K guy here on Fantasy Draft. And like I said, if they do start a Lyles or a Carroll, I have no problem going there. Dwight Powell at 10-5. Little expensive for me. More of a tournament play. Tim Hardaway, 10K. You know, I have no problem playing him even in cash with the minutes he's going to play, the shots he's going to have to take here against Portland. He probably my next favorite. Maxi Kleber at 9.5. No problem playing him either. And then these guards I can't really play. When they're all healthy, when you get Wright, J.J. Curry, Brunson, when all of them are here, it's a Luka show anyway, guard, so I can't really touch any of them. If it's not Luka, I would look at Tim Hardaway Jr. and then Powell and Kleber. I really have no use for Finney Smith at 9.9. It's just too much. He's only been a 0.74 fantasy point per minute and a 13% usage rate. So it's Luka here. It's 40% usage rate, 1.62 fantasy points per minute. It's basically him. And then, like I said, the bigs with Luka out are going to have to pick up some things, especially against Portland, going up against Whiteside. So should be a fun slate. Like I said, we got a little bit of news to watch out for. But for the most part, for a seven gamer, we don't have that, crazy amount of news to look at. So again, if you're not playing over here, fantasy draft, man, get over here, play. Don't give the rake to those big sites. If you got a smaller bankroll, build it up. They got cash games. They got these tournaments. Like I said, third place in this tournament wins you $1,000 out of 600 people. That's all you got to beat. Just look at these things, man. These decisions are just as important. Are just as important as lineup construction. It's just as important as that. Because again, if you're just every night hoping to win that $100,000 and playing the $7.77 on FanDuel or the $15 on DraftKings with 100K up top, and you get 10th place out of that, you should get more than $1,000. Here you can get third $1,000. You only be 600 people. It says 60,000. I'll keep preaching that because it's important to really pay attention. So again, if you're not a DFS Army member, head on over there. Promo code Twitch. We got MMA's already up. PGA's in full swing. College basketball. Like you said, the NBA projections have been on fire lately. Our new coach that we got there, Arbram Fan. He's been putting out awesome process article the last couple days. I don't think you're going to get one today, but this weekend you'll get a couple from him. And I think they'll really help your outlook on what you're doing. And couldn't be happier with the team that we have over here at DFS Army. And we'll continue to crush it. So look forward to it. Appreciate you guys. And we'll see you on the flip side. Deuces.